Welcome to another installment of the Kids Commute Story Challenge. I'm Kate Botello. Today's story is Alex and the Stranger by Ella Fernandez, 12 years old, from Wyoming, Ohio. The music is The New Lobby Boy by Alexandre Desplat. The story is read and performed by members of the Interlochen Arts Academy Theater Department.
Alex, we don't want to be late.
His mother called from the front door, holding out a pair of leather sandals for him. She had been up doing religious rituals. Alex was just as religious as the next guy, but would rather do it in the afternoon than sacrifice an hour under the thin bedsheet that somehow managed to keep all three children smushed in the old wood bed warm.
Okay.
Alex moaned and got his sandals. He didn't have to walk far to get them. His house was rather small and smelled of old flour. The smell always got him to move quickly, to leave it behind. The only place he was protected from the stench was under the bedsheet. Going to the market early on Monday had become routine, and in India that meant good prices. Although not very well off themselves, Alex's family lived in a wealthier area, meaning on Monday everyone else was at work and street vendors were desperate just to sell one loaf of bread, no matter the cost. Alex had begged his mother to let him move to the village where the street vendors lived. Everyone there was doing poorly, and no one felt left out when they had to skip a birthday party to help collect food for dinner. But his mother always said,
"Alex, we must take advantage of the prices. I spent a lot of money on the house and finally figured out all the bills for electricity. I don't want to rock the boat."
Alex rubbed his shoes on the cobblestone walkway. The creaky noises the motion created satisfied him.
"Alex Ronchera, you stop fiddling with your sandals. If they break, you won't have shoes till next summer."
She was serious. Alex listened and walked silently the rest of the way. When they got back, it was normal at first. But when the door opened, time froze for Alex. His father was standing in front of his little brother Saya and his little sister Nally, twins. He looked to see what his father was holding, an old pan, and was holding it high.
"What?"
Alex thought. Then he saw it. Across, on the other side of the room, was a teenaged boy, much older than 9-year-old Alex and the 3-year-old twins. Without thinking that this could be the person who will kill them, who will rob them, who will break them, Alex jumped across the room in front of the teenaged boy, not even stopping to take off his sandals. He watched his father's face become horror-struck as the pan slapped his eldest son.
"Oh no."
Alex woke up. He didn't know how long it had been. A week? A minute? An hour? All he saw was a smooth-skinned Indian boy towering above him.
"Thank you."
The boy smiled.
"What?
For saving me?"
Alex began to remember.
"No big deal,"
the teenage boy said.
"Why were you in my house?"
The boy didn't seem suspicious at all. He felt more like the older brother Alex never had.
"Your father called out from the doorway that one of his children had been cut on a nail, and he needed help, for they had gone unconscious. I could help. I knew what to do. But as soon as I walked in, your father told me I was an intruder and threw me in the corner. Then, you know what happened next."
Alex couldn't believe it.
"I need to go to my house, now!"
he cried, realizing he was lying in a tuft of grass near the river. The boy picked up Alex and ran toward his house. Alex's vision became to blur. Finally, it was clear. His mother sat on a bench, calming the screeching Saya and the fidgeting Nally. His father looked at him from the window of a police car. His mother hugged Alex and the boy at the same time. An officer came up to them.
"Glad you're okay,"
she said. Then she noticed the teenage boy.
Well, we have been looking everywhere for you. Ready to go home?
She said, putting an arm around him.
I think that would be best.
The boy responded. The boy climbed into the police car and was driven away.
Bye, little man.
He called out to Alex before disappearing. Alex smiled. He felt like he was going to see his face again.
This has been Alex and the Stranger, set to The New Lobby Boy by Alexandre Desplat. Our author was Ella Fernandez. Hannah Bank was our narrator. Our mother was Chloe Clark. Alex was Miles Matthews. Father and the teenager were Parker Bond, and our police officer was Micah Andrews. Hear more stories or be a part of our story challenge. Find out more at kidscommute.org. Thanks to William Church and the Interlochen Arts Academy Theater Department. Our producer is Tony Barrow. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.